mama Cita, he's a papa Cita, no, my papa Cita. We're very good amigos, okay, from okay. Cuba. Okay. I know everything about this guy. He bat, you know what his lifetime batting average is?
418.
729. 279. See, yeah, sometimes I got a dyslexia. I can see the numbers backwards.
Okay.
Okay. He one of the few people, Tony Perez, to get 3,000 hits.
I don't think so.
Well, almost.
Hey, Manny.
He got poor Manny.
He got poor Manny, yeah.
Manny. He got 2,732 hits.
So he's only 400 away.
A lot of people in the Hall of Fame don't have that many hits.
Mickey Mantle.
Lefty Grove.
Christy Mathewson.
C.C. Dean. Check how many hits they got, okay?
Hey, let me ask you something, Minnie.
Sure.
Only two Hall of Fame first basemen have more...
You don't have to call me Minnie.
Mr. Minoso.
You can call me Orestes.
Oreste.
Or O.M. Or M.M. Min. Just call me Min.
Min.
Okay.
Only two Hall of Fame first basemen have more RBI than Tony Perez.
None.
Name them.
No, none do. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fox does not have... Okay, you say Jimmy Fox have more runs batted in than Tony Perez?
Yes, I'm saying that too.
He does not.
Who's the other one?
No, he doesn't.
Who's the other one besides Jimmy Fox?
Are you trying to say that Lou Gehrig does?
Yes, I'm trying to say that.
Well, you're wrong. You are not a prejudiced bigger from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you something. He got more RBIs than anybody in baseball in all of history.
Hey, between 67 and...
You know how many RBIs he have?
14,982.
A few more than that, too, because he got some after that. See, he was up a couple of times to bat. See, you know, he went over sometimes. He played in American League.
That's true. Yeah, Boston Red Sox.
See, he played for Boston. He played for Philadelphia. Hey, I'm telling you something, okay?
Tell me something.
He go to Philadelphia, which is not something I would have done.
Why not?
Everything considered, I would rather not finish my career in Philadelphia.
Why not?
Well, the fans are kind of crazy over there.
Yeah.
Okay? So, can we go there? And we just have to tell them we're from Austria. Otherwise, they get very rambunctious. But anyhow, what happened when he go over to Philadelphia?
What happened?
They went independent.
Yeah, they did. The Wheeze Kids.
Sure. You know why?
Because the big dog was there?
Because Peter Ross say... He say, "Mi amigo Tony, you carry this baseball club like you carry those Cincinnati Reds. We're gonna win this pennant." So he come over there. Joe Morgan come over there. Joe Morgan, he couldn't even run anymore. But Tony say, "Hey Joe, get the hell out of your ass, goddamn!" All of a sudden, Joe, he's running around the base pretty good. You see how this Tony Perez? See, he's the kind of guy they say he work a miracle. He's sort of the Lady of Guadalupe of the clubhouse.
He saw the Lady of Guadalupe in the Philadelphia clubhouse.
See? Do you know where I'm coming from?
You sure it wasn't Tug McGraw's tobacco stain?
Tug McGraw, he couldn't even from his yorkstrap put on from the same one that Tony Perez had on the day before.
Hey, who said after Tony Perez's dramatic 15th inning home run off a Catfish Hunter to win the 1967 All-Star Game, if a game goes long enough, Tony Perez will find a way to win it? Who said that?
You know who said that, don't you?
Who said that?
My mama.
Really?
Mamacita. Mrs. Minoso said that. All the newspaper people come up to see her, and they say,
okay,
they say, "Excuse me, but Senorita, could you tell us something?" And she said that. It was profound.
Well, who stole the quote from her?
I think it was, let me think now, James Fenimore Cooper.
Yep, you got it.
Was that who it was?
He said he's last.
What was your guess, huh?
Last of the Cubans.
Do I win the pizza?
Yeah, you win the pizza.
I don't want any pepperoni or cakes. Okay. Give me the gas.
Okay. Yeah, it reminds you of the Bay of Pigs.
Okay, now, listen to something that I don't like anybody to refer to as the Bay of Pigs.
Okay.
You know, food kosher.
All right,
now, Tony Perez, he one of the few baseball players to hit over 40 home runs in one consecutive year. Okay?
Okay.
Take all of these guys together. Take Alkaline, okay. Stanley Musial. How many homestead runs did they hit 40 in a series consecutive of the same one that they hit it in? None. Not one single one, okay? I didn't even do that. I try like crazy, too. I'd have come up with a bat, I smacked the ball. But I can't hit 4 home runs. But Tony Perez hits it for the home runs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many times this guy knock in 100 runs in 1 year, okay? Many times. I'm counting them up here, okay? 26. That has got to be, senor, that's got to be some kind of a record. I'm not to say that, I mean, you think I got a book out, don't you? I don't. I know this stuff from memory. Because I'm a baseball player. You got to do that. I'm a coach. I'm a baseball coach.
You still with the White Sox, Manny?
I was with the White Sox.
You were with the White Sox when they had the ugliest uniforms in the history of baseball and they were wearing shorts.
Well, should I take that personally?
Yeah, you had some ugly legs, Manny.
You're not referring to my nose, are you?
I'm talking about your knees.
That was not my knee.
Whose knees were they?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I played for Cleveland. That was very unfortunate. I played for Washington. And then I played for St. Louis Cardinals. I didn't do too good for the St. Louis Cardinals because I think I was having a little indigestion that you're eating too much American food. You know, these athletes come from these, you got to give them food from their own country, okay?
Right.
I need to have some things from Cuba.
Hey, how many Latin ball players
Latino.
Are in the Hall of Fame?
We call them Latino.
How many Latino ball players are in the Hall of Fame, huh?
Zero.
There's one.
You know why?
From Pittsburgh.
Prejudice. Oh, you're not referring to Bob Clement, are you?
I'm referring to Bobby Clemente.
He was not from a Latino country.
He's from Puerto Rico.
No, he wasn't. He was from Watts. That was another PR scam.
I don't think he was from Watts.
Yes, he was. Sure, you look at a baseball book. You're going to see that.
And it says Watts, birthplace Watts.
Okay, let's say, it's your question, okay? Mr. Noto, stop about baseball.
Okay.
Let's say you're a baseball player, and you're from Watts.
Okay.
You gonna say that?
No, I'd say I'm from San Juan.
Negativo amigo, you say San Juan, Cuba.
San Juan, Cuba.
San Juan, Cuba, sure. Tampa Bay, Cuba. Yeah. That's how you get a good publicity. But that's what I wanted to say to you people. And you can call me if you want to. You know, because sometimes I need Cincinnati. Not very often, but I come down here sometimes. We're looking over a lot of baseball players for the expansion teams we're going to have next year. I think we're going to have an expansion team in Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. Or else we're going to move the New York team to Hamilton and call them the Hamilton and Mets.
That'd be good. The Chamber of Commerce would appreciate that.
I need to know something about this rule you got in Cincinnati Reds about you can't have any facial hair.
Oh, I think Chris might have already used this joke earlier.
Did he say something about it?
Yeah, Chris, my co-host, might have already stolen that joke earlier.
You can't have facial hair. You play in Cincinnati, right?
Right.
Okay, then how come Mike Ditka can?
Oh, he changed it.
Okay, you know the answer?
Why?
The Bears.
Good answer. We got a roll, Minnie.
Okay.
You're babbling.
Buenas noches.
Buenas.
And a Happy New Year to you.
Later.
And get your facts straight, okay?
Later.
Bye-bye.
749-1444.
Once again, you got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Rob.
I'm Chris, and the phone number is 749-1444.
WAIF, Cincinnati.
Jeff Roberson is here in the studio with us, and on the phone we've got...
Tiny Tim!
Hi, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing, Chris and Rob?
Okay, how are you doing?
Sure it's not Mickey Mouse?
No, this is Tiny Tim. I know you all haven't heard me on the radio for a long time, but I just thought I'd come out in the 90s to talk to all of you, because people used to be so beautiful. And I'd like to do a song for you if I could.
Okay, do it up.
Tiptoe through the tulips, through the tulip trees, come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
That's beautiful, man.
A ukulele, you know. Tiptoe.
Hey, Rob, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
Oh, that's 8.5.
That sucks.
8.5? I'm giving it more like a 4.
You suck, Tim.
Don't you feel the heart and the soul, the pride, the love, the caring, the passion, the blood, the sweat, the anger, the grit, the angst?
You'd be better off watching pornography and jerking off, Tim.
How do you know that's not what he's doing? He could be doing that. What do they call him? Tiny. Later!
Okay, Jeff, sing us a song. The phone number here is 749-1444.
All right. I'll do this.
Not to be rude.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm leaving.
Well, Rob goes out to the... it's all up to me. Amy, this one's for you, babe. This is a song called Roselawn. It's about dying. It wasn't a color thing, it wasn't a money thing, it was a pistol and a bullet and a head thing. Maybe it was drugs, or just your basic thugs. Anyway, he's dead, and it's a damn shame. Only 15, and he's killed a man. What is it that drives people not to give a damn? Quiet desperation, all hope in turmoil. Living can be so frightening. Parking lot, blocking traffic. It's hardly a cause to kill a man. Quiet conversation, violent preoccupation. It's hardly a cause to kill a man. Hardly a cause.
Jeff Roberson, Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Amy.
Yeah.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight, Amy, baby?
Hey, Amy, did that drag you right down?
I wanted to make a couple comments about what y'all said earlier.
What did we say?
Well, one, Chris said he was a heartbreaker.
Huh?
And it wouldn't be Chris breaking my heart. It would be Rob.
Aw, Robbie.
Amy, you're obviously a woman of intelligence, taste, and decorum. What should have happened in 1992 that didn't happen?
Should have gotten laid more.
Okay, well, what else did you have to say when you called?
Rob, isn't it obvious?
No.
You said you had a couple of comments to make.
She really
Amy, you're
the
one that said, A, Rob's a heartbreaker, and B, you need to get laid. Now let's hook you guys up. Come back next week, and we can see how the date went, just like on that show on Star 64. Studs, just like studs, and Rob is a stud.
I'm sure he is.
So what else is up there, Amy?
None, just wanted to call and talk to y'all.
Well, we sure appreciate you calling and talking to us all. What about the big dog not getting in the Hall of Fame?
Sucks.
It sucked. You crystallized my thoughts perfectly.
Real quickly
here.
Hey
guys, it's Naked Renee.
Oh, wow.
How'd you like my friend? Isn't she nice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my new neighbor. She moved in the apartment under me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Fabulous. How you doing, Renee?
I'm heartbroken, but that's about it.
Me.
That's about it.
Well, so what should have happened in 92, Renee, that didn't happen?
Oh, I'd rather not comment on that on the air.
Oh, geez. It doesn't have to be like some kind of weird personal... Like you wish that person would have puked on you at Sudsy's.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that on the air.
Oh, I can't... And everybody knows who you are, too.
Oh,
geez. That's so embarrassing. They'll all be laughing at the office tomorrow when you come in. No, come on, Renee. Just a general type thing. Something about the city or something about the country or the world.
Okay, I know what didn't happen in 92 that should have. And that is Chris and Rob go prime time.
Prime time nationwide, you mean?
Right.
We're working on it, sugar.
I know you are. Okay, she says she'd like to talk to you some more, so hold on just a second.
Okay, well, pump her great. Full of life there if you
this
could.
Is almost like party line here or something.
See if you can pump her up some more. Blow her up. Pay that quarter, Cocaine. Blow her up.
We're sitting in a car talking on a payphone, so we're passing the phone back and forth.
Pretending
here.
You have a car phone?
I wish.
You wish you were pretending?
We wish we had a car
follow
phone.
Follow the conversation, girls.
Hey, I'm not stoned. I can follow the conversation.
Nobody said anything about doing drugs, darling. All right? You don't need to be stoned to not follow the conversation. It happens to me all the time.
Jeff,
it's called,
give me a break. I'm an amateur at
it's,
this kind
yeah,
of thing.
So am I. It's called perceptual dyslexia.
Jeff, one word. She's a witch.
Oh, Jeff, you sound
she's
good,
she's a witch.
Too.
I know that
she's
song.
A witch, man. She's a witch.
Who?
Thank you, Amy.
I thought you were, not you're not a witch anymore, Renee?
Yeah, I'm not Amy.
Oh, okay.
Renee, Amy. Amy,
Amy.
Renee.
Amy isn't the witch.
Okay.
Renee, y'all sound pretty cool.
Thank you very much. You sound pretty cool, too.
Don't use that word around me, all right?
What? Cool?
Cool, yeah.
No, they're not
okay,
behind.
You're warm.
Thank you.
Hey, Amy.
What?
Let me ask you what should have happened in 92 besides you got laid more. Real answer. You've had time to think about it now.
Party more.
Okay, we got to go, Amy. Thanks for your call.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Ooh. Poor girl didn't get laid, didn't party, didn't do anything, sits in a car at a phone booth and doesn't even pretend she has a car phone.
Having her heart broken by yours truly, Rob.
You are the heartbreaker with your new style, that trendy flannel wear that all the kids are so crazy about here in 1993.
Hey man, it's the grunge look, and don't say I don't keep up with the times.
Hello. Did you cut those holes in your jeans yourself?
Look, Jeff's getting a personal call over there. Let's put that over there.
Well, right thanks.
Here.
What's your name?
Now Jeff's getting hooked up over there.
Jeffy!
I'm turning red. Chris broke your heart. I think it's Sharon again or something.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Boy, you've been breaking a lot of hearts, Chris. It's kind of a sad thing.
Yeah, well.
I already...
You can't be hogging the phone lines. I mean, if you want to get on this guy, just tell him now.
Say it loud, say it proud, say it to everybody out loud.
Oh, shit.
Jim last year, last week, made a remarkable discovery of how to answer both lines.
Sorry.
This year, this week, hangs up on someone. First time he's hung up on somebody in quite a while. 749-1444 is the phone number here. And
what's with the lights in this room? Is that part of the ambiance?
Oh yeah. See, we don't give you all those other things that those other stations give you that you were complaining so vociferously about earlier. But we give you haunted lights.
Percy.
Down here at Sudsy's on January 24th, it'll be Jeff Robertson and a whole bunch of other cats. Percy, go ahead.
Hey, dude, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Percy?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's a new year. I'm just trying to check it all out. What are you doing?
Man, I'm just trying to soak it all in. We got about 360 more days left of this year. I want to make each day better than the last.
Yeah, hey, man, you got some good babes on here, too. You guys are rocking and rolling this year.
Man, we're all over. We're on it, G.
All right. This is almost as good as a joke line. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I don't.
Hey, how's your mama's milk?
We're a lot better than.
Yeah.
What do you mean almost? Are you joke line, Percy?
Oh, God. You know it. Ask Ed.
Oh, this is Laddie.
Oh, where's the lad mo at?
Oh. Anyway. So what's up, man? What should have happened in 92 that didn't happen?
Probably should have had more fun or something. I don't know.
I mean,
everybody's acting like 1992 was a bad year. Was it really that bad?
No, they're acting like
you I got a job.
Nothing that shouldn't have happened. Everybody just, man, 92 is perfect. Nothing else could have happened to make 92 any better.
You're absolutely right there.
Glad you agree, Percy.
Well, what can you do? I mean, hell, it's 93. Now we got to look forward to another bad year.
I don't know. I mean, I think we should step back and smell the coffee.
What can you do? Hell, it's 93. You look forward to another bad year. Your life sucks, Percy.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to smoke more Hooters, that's for sure.
There you go. Smoke some Hooters.
All right.
Torch some titties.
Yeah.
See, now you could have said that. They should have opened a Hooters Bar and Grill on each and every corner.
Well, hell, they are on each and every corner.
Burn
you know
some
that.
Breasts.
Yeah. Beat up a few college kids or something.
Toast some tits.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Well, there you go. You should have beat up more college kids. We'll put that down. More college kids should have got their ass kicked by a guy named Percy.
That's all right. I'm a college graduate, pal.
Do what?
I said I'm a college graduate, pal.
What college?
Oh, God, I can't mention it.
Well, take pride in it, then.
But, you know, you can only go so far on a marketing degree.
Oh, wow, so you're, like, putting the crackers on the shelves at Kroger's, then?
No, I used to. Actually, it was Rumpke's.
It was what?
Rumpke's.
Rumpke?
You put Rumpke's. The crackers on the shelf at Rumpke's?
No, this is the meat place.
Oh, Remke. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
you rent to own meat? What is that, Remke?
Yeah, well, they fired me, so it didn't really matter anyway. They were kind of a Remke.
I've got a down payment on a T-bone that I hope to get out sometime next month.
Oh, cool. Well,
hey, Percy, why don't we open a Hooters Bar and Grill downtown where that new art center is supposed to go?
That'd be a good place. That's a lot of money to blow.
They already have a big giant hole there. They could just fill it up with nubile young Hamilton County women.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Get a party going.
A lot of mall hair going.
Oh, yeah, and then we'll hang a KKK sign or something, you know, get them all.
Oh,
going.
That makes a lot of sense, dude.
Cool.
What college, man? Quit avoiding the question.
Okay. I can't spell the name, but it's NKU. You know what I mean, Vern?
Yeah, I knew a guy who went to NKU and he wanted to work for Rolling Stone.
Oh, God, man, they actually educate us people.
NKU. Now, I understand that at that radio station, if a guy shows up with a dog and a guitar, it's like grass, chicks, coke, whatever you want. The sky's the limit.
God, I must have missed it.
Yeah, so next time you're down
always
here.
I was always out in the parking lot doing that shit.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, even if you make it actually inside a building there, if you got a dog and a guitar, anything you want, nitrous oxide, those whippet things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have like a whole.
Chicks.
Women.
Babes.
Bars.
Other animals.
Yeah.
They have a whole drugstore there at NKU just waiting for musicians to come in.
But they don't sell condoms, you know?
NKU doesn't?
No.
That's because they check all the babes for diseases before they do that.
Well, you know, they don't even have a football team there. I can't understand this, you know?
Hey, well, that's a good thing, man.
Yeah. What's probably NKU's be a bunch mascot? Of women anyway.
What's NKU's mascot?
An otter?
Isn't it an otter?
Head cheerleader.
Yeah, they're head cheerleader.
It's the Northern Kentucky Cheerleaders?
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, what are they, man, for real?
I really don't know. Hell, you know, I only was there at night.
Hey, what about...
I took the easy classes.
You, everybody parked when Mary appeared in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Wow, did you get to see any of that?
No, I was at the bar down the road.
Yeah, there you go.
But we had fun, you know, hell. They said she appeared. She was down at the bar, actually.
Really? Hanging out with you?
What?
Hanging out with you?
Oh, you know it. Having a bourbon.
Why didn't she give you some, like, vocational advice?
She did. That's why I'm working at the Gap.
For every generation, there is one.
That's right. Hey, there might be some Gapsters out there listening. If you are, FTG, all of you.
What's that mean?
Fuck the Gap.
Hey.
That's okay. They're about ready to hire me. I can say that.
They're about ready to hire you?
Well, you know, I'm a sleazenal.
Oh, okay.
My kill's up to 3, but I'm not doing quite so good this year.
I like purple sweaters.
Yeah, me too.
We gotta go.
Later.
Take it easy. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Maybe they can remedy this in 1993. During 1992, I think they should have blown up more buildings over at the University of Cincinnati. That one they did was really cool.
Was that 92 or 91 they did
that? That was a long time ago.
That was quite a while ago.
Last fall, about a year ago. Whoa, what was that?
Chris and Rob should have fed back even more in 1992 if that would have been possible. So, Jeff.
Oh, what?
Get ready, man.
Huh?
What's the 2 dates you're going to be down there at Sudsy's? The 24th and the
24th 3rd? 24th is me and Nikki Borig and Sam Wammelsdorf from a band called Throneberry. And we're each going to play a set and by ourselves. And then
the Southern Ohio Acoustic Revolution.
The Southern Ohio Acoustic Revolution. And then on February the 3rd is Lens Lounge.
Well, now, what's Lens Lounge?
Lens Lounge is me and a bass player named John and a girl singer named Nikki and a drummer named Tony.
You guys jam out, huh?
Yeah, we rock and we roll.
Tippy, go ahead.
Hello?
Tippy, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Where are you from, Tippy?
Hello?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello, are you on?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Tippy.
Yes.
Get real, man.
You gotta listen through your radio, not the telephone. So if you could get near your radio, then crank that mother up, and then you'd be ready to rock and roll.
Hello?
Let me get over here.
Get near your radio, man.
Okay, I'm all set.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
You ready?
I'm all set.
Are you there?
Yep.
You cool?
Can you hear you?
I got it.
You got it?
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you on the air?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are. I thought you had it.
Okay, so the topic tonight is what should have happened in 1993 or 1992.
Either one.
What should have happened in 1992 that didn't happen in 1992?
The one thing that I really would have liked to have seen happen would have been for Conrad Bain and Vic Tayback to get back together and do a show together.
Who are they?
Conrad Bain was the guy, was Mindy's mom from Mork and, or Mindy's dad from Mork and Mindy, and Vic Tayback was, of course, Mel from Alice.
That's right. And yeah, they did, they each both, like, would do guest spots on The Love Boat, but the best episode that ever took place on that show was when the two of them got together, and they were each mismatched from the dating games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Each had like a computerized dating service that they both joined, and mm-hmm, they mismatched them and matched the two men together.
Hold on. So you're saying Conrad was out with Vic's woman while Vic was out with Conrad's woman?
No, actually they were both out, they were matched up together as they were supposed to date each other.
Well, see, was this as boring to watch as it is to listen to?
Tippy, that's why I never could get into The Love Boat. Those episodes just went right over my head. There's so many, you know, just sub-references to topics of things you don't understand. And if you miss a minute of The Love Boat, you would never get caught up.
Oh, how could you say that? I mean, they got the beautiful spreads, you know, of the food, and you got fresh fruit to wake up to in the morning, and you can sit out on the deck and read or play.
What the hell do those guys do? Where do they get off just driving golf ball after golf ball into the ocean? Are those special golf balls that, like, disintegrate or something?
I don't.
Or did they just wait for a shark?
Any of that mattered because nobody was environmentally concerned back then as they are now.
Oh, back in the
I don't think anybody cares right now, Tim.
Back when they would just dump, just tons of oil into one pair of polyester slacks.
Well, I think it's a really nice thing. That's just the one thing I really would have liked to have seen happen was for the
Conrad Bain.
Because when they got on that episode together, there was nothing like it. It was the one thing that I wish would have happened over and over again.
Well, Tippy, get a VCR and you'll be set.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of reggae music.
Uh-oh. Now you're really boring me, Tippy.
And?
Hey, Jeff, do you know any reggae songs?
No.
Cocaine?
You know songs about spleef, don't you?
New Attitudes from,
Oh, yeah.
From the Half-Life.
Okay, cool. We gotta move on, Tippy.
That's the end of that. So everybody, all you reggae fans, check out New Attitudes by
what?
Oh, okay, by Half-Life. And it's really high. You don't do any reggae tunes? You don't do any, like, Johnny B. Good or Jammin' or anything like that?
No.
Do you do anything with a hip-hop beat?
Kinda.
Anything? All right, well, give us a song, Jeff.
Some heavy with a hip-hop scratching.
Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Jeff Roberson.
Well, maybe I just don't understand, well, what's the point of this land with its white lines? Defense with land seems a natural place to leave it. And sure, it's been 3 long years, and sure, I don't remember how the song goes.
At least you didn't drop your pick that time, Jeff. You want to start over, or you want to move on?
Nah, I don't
want to
do
like
that song.
Let's move on. Who we got up next?
Okay, do you any like Hank Williams or anything?
No.
Tear in My Beer?
No.
Hey, good looking?
Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, really? Singing? 749-1444 is the phone number here, Chris Brown.
Got a roof over my head, yeah. I live with a sweet girl. We met in a record store. We live in America. It's just the greatest. Yellow ribbons on the Hollywood sign. Everything is perfect. I just can't be sad.
You're back with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we got...
Eddie. Hello, Eddie. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear it.
Yeah, well, could you hold on for just a second?
Oh, another one of these guys that, like, call the Chris and Rob a Late Night
We're
Talk
We're being
show.
Put on hold by a caller.
Let's see if he's got Muzak when he puts us on hold. Well, that's okay. If you're going to put the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on hold... You at least got to have some, like, really hip music.
Sugar, sugar or something. Hey, Eddie, you there?
I'm back.
Okay, cool. What's up, man?
Oh, you mentioned Carl Yastrzemski. You know what he did once?
He has a really bad damn attitude. He got in the Hall of Fame with Johnny Bench. You know what he did in the Hall of Fame acceptance speech? He kind of bitched about that bunt that Ed Armbrister laid down in Game 2 of the World Series or whatever. He's like, yeah, if we'd had an umpire like whatever the umpire that got in the Hall of Fame with those two guys, if we'd had an umpire like blah, 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 the Red Sox would have won World Series that year. Like, shut up, Carl. It was 17 years ago or 15 or what. But what did he do one time?
Oh, well, he's done a lot of things. But
well, what were you going to
say? Worst thing he did that not that many people know about is during the first baseball strike in 1969,
right.
He tried to get together a couple dozen superstars to make a separate deal with management, let them fire everybody else and replace them with minor leaguers, Japanese players, you know, Mexican players and everything, and just carry on. And I can see what would have happened. It was sort of the way he tried to get the other people to do it was, you know, it would take a few years for these Mexicans and Japanese and minor leaguers to adjust. So
right.
He could rack up some incredible statistics over a few years.
So basically, he would have been hitting like Chico Escuela's curveball.
Well, think of it. Like all those home run hitters that were around that era, like in the 60s. Oh, man.
Dick Allen, Johnny Bench, Tony Perez.
Willie McCovey.
Reggie Jackson. Hell, Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron. Bob Clemente.
those people. But I'm just saying, you know, he probably had visions of an 80 homer season against Korean pitchers or something. You know?
So he wasn't a strong union man, is what you're saying.
No, he was. And the thing is, every single superstar he talked to said, "You're out of your mind. I would never do something like that." He was the only one that thought that was a good idea.
I mean, I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but nobody else wanted.
Well, none of the.
I'd go to a game.
None of those. None of the Yastrzemskis and the Dick Allens really were. You know, weren't doing that bad. As the guys that come up play for a couple years, and then have nothing left. That's why they always go on strike. It's for those kind
of. You know,
of cats.
During that time, like the. Yastrzemski did not have. He had about one real good season. That's it.
He had the Triple Crown year.
He was vastly overrated. Even his triple. All right, think of it. Even his Triple Crown year.
The lowest batting average to ever win the American League batting title.
Yeah, .326. And that same year, Clemente over in the National League hit over .360.
Wow.
So that was just in his other biggest year was he hit .301. Wow.
Hey, you know, Yaz also made the last out of the 75 World Series, right?
Hmm?
Didn't Yaz make the last out of the 75 series?
He was always striking out, too. That was another thing. He was one of the biggest strikeout artists that ever lived.
He was a son of immigrants. He was the American dream come true. And, Eddie, what should have happened in 1992 that did not happen? We need a couple clever ones. We'll be totally frank with you here, Ed.
We're compiling a list. We're checking it twice.
And we're going to find out why the hell our listeners tonight can't be a little bit creative. Everyone's saying, I should have got laid more or I should have drank more.
Well, most immediate thing I can think of is they should have put down a lot less ice on the Cincinnati roads when there was a tenth of an inch of snow.
You mean a lot less salt?
I said ice. Isn't that cool?
Right.
Salt. Yes, salt.
Yeah, the other day, man, it salted, and so they put ice all over the street.
That's true. It's back dyslexic.
So they should. Cincinnati shouldn't have used as much
salt
on the road.
You know what I'm saying? Salt.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, a tenth of an inch of snow covered by 2 inches of salt, and for the next 2 weeks, if it doesn't rain, it looks like the street's covered with broken glass everywhere.
Yeah, and they just like shake one of those big soft pretzels and get all the salt off.
That's it. That's it exactly. And also, Johnny Most died too.
Johnny Most, who rooted openly for the Boston Red Sox Boston Celtics while calling the games. He's dead now, ain't he?
Died on Saturday, yeah.
And man.
He was only 69. That's relatively young for a sports announcer.
No, that's pretty old, though, for a New Englander. I mean, those guys eat nothing but raw lobster and sausage. They tend not to live too long.
Yeah, at least you can get good seafood there. Shit, that's something I haven't had for a long time.
Hey, man, go to Red Lobster and chill out.
go to Long John Silver's.
Hey, what's right? Man, you can get that shrimp. You can get that popcorn shrimp.
Oh, Johnson's. Oh, yeah, those clams with just the necks. All right.
Hold on, a clam has a neck?
No, that's all they have at, like, Howard Johnson's, the neck. They have a minor part of the
clam necks?
And they serve that to you as a fry.
Is that like an Oriental delicacy, clam necks, raw clam necks?
Gets you horny, doesn't it?
But you're supposed to serve the whole clam. You're supposed to.
I think it'll get you a little buzz too.
What's your favorite part? The shell? I don't get it. A clam's a little.
No, a clam. The biggest part is the stomach, and they don't. They just serve the neck.
I thought a clam was nothing but a big giant foot that would come out and like, and move itself along. Or what
well,
the hell? That's
they
a.
They don't serve the big toe then. Whatever. There's
neck.
A large part of it they don't serve at places. I guess a certain distance from the coast they. Must have a regulation. You can only serve the neck.
Right, but where are you going to get that good, like, river fish? You can't get that in Boston. You got to come to Ohio to get it. Get that Mill Creek bass and that Miami River carp. That kind of stuff. You got to come to Cincinnati to get that good stuff. Who should have came to Cincinnati that didn't come to Cincinnati?
You mean should have come?
Who should have come to Cincinnati that shouldn't have come to Cincinnati?
Jeez. I can't think of anyone that I really wanted to. I wouldn't want anybody to come to Cincinnati. I wouldn't want to tell anyone to come to Cincinnati.
What's wrong with Cincinnati, Bush, man?
What?
We got Carl Buddig dried meats in Cincinnati. You're so cosmopolitan. Now what's happened to you?
Hello.
Eddie, what happened? When's the Kump album going to hit the streets? I heard it's been.
It's out, but we have to make more.
You have to make more?
Well, it's in demand. We have to make enough copies to satisfy that demand.
How many copies have you sold so far? About 500, 600?
We haven't sold any. We've been giving them away, but, you know, the demand is very high.
You know, what kind of music is it?
Oh, you'll hear it really soon.
How?
How soon?
I mean, how? I know. How am I going to hear it?
Oh, I'll get you'll get your copy.
You going to mail Chris and Rob a copy?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. You know the address?
Why don't you repeat it for the benefit of our listeners?
Nah, because that's Chris's job, and he does it extremely
If
boringly.
Anybody out there is in a local band and wants to send us a tape, we'll play it on the air at least once. If it sucks, we won't play it again. But if it's good, maybe we'll play it again. And go jot this down here, and we'll read the address. You can send all your fan mail and tapes, too. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF. Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206.
You there, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm failing fast here. I think you better move on.
Okay, see you later, Ed.
Okay, bye.
749-1444.
Just a man. I understand the wind and all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, I know I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Book after book, get a look every time a writer talks to me like a friend. What can I do? We just live in a zoo. All I do is play the space ball ricochet. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all the use. I bought a car, it was old but kind. I gave it my mind and it disappeared. I love a girl, she is a changeless angel. She's a city, it's a pity that I'm like me, yeah. How can I lay when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? I'm just a man. I understand the wind in all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, but I enjoy living anyway, yes, I do. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all of you. How can I lay when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? Oh baby, the space ball ricochet. Oh mama, the space ball. Oh, do the space ball. Oh, do the space ball.
Chris and Rob would like to thank one more time Jeff Roberson, otherwise known as JR.
Do you think he's got us on in his car?
I hope so.
In his Bluesmobile?
He was great.
Yeah, he's pretty. He was really good.
We'd like to have him on again. That is, if Pete Seeger can't make the gig,
or Arlo,
mm-hmm.
or Woody.
And so make sure you catch the Southern Ohio Acoustic Revival at Sudsy's on January 24th. Jot that down in that little date book that you got from your grandmother for Christmas.
I really like that Doc Watson character, too.
Okay, who we got up next?
Gene.
Hello, Gene. Screen him, Rob.
This is par for the evening, I'd say.
Screen him, somebody. All right.
Okay, we got it together. We got it together. Well, maybe we could just do, what else should go in that hole besides a Hooters downtown?
You mean that art center?
That art center hole. I don't know. You know, I'm not too crazy about the idea of a Hooters
they
going in there.
Put a big KKK cross.
A Hooters, you know, the one I was at really didn't like knock my shoes off. It didn't do much for me. It was overpriced warm beer, and the view was good, but not that damn good to be worth that
much. What about
money.
Them little orange shorts?
That's what I'm talking about.
It already.
Is it?
Your battery's running.
Oh, your battery's dead, man?
Yeah, it just died.
Damn, man.
Find out what's up with him.
So what's going on, Gene?
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let me tell you, I got something here on my mind here. You know, Mr. Richard Petty retired from racing this year?
The king.
Yes, and the Smurf creator died. So I was thinking Hardee's and Hasbro ought to get together and make themselves like a Richard Petty Smurf. And then they could sell that, you know, with biscuits and award it.
And if you buy two biscuits, you get a Richard Petty Smurf.
Well, let me here. I'm gonna give you a little evidence, okay?
You know I met Richard Petty once.
Well, let me give you a little of this, okay? I'm gonna give you a little treat.
Give me a little of it.
That's Neil Sedaka. You like that?
That was good.
Yeah.
So if Hasbro got together with Neil Sedaka and Richard Petty, they could turn out a Richard Petty Smurf, and Neil Sedaka could write the commercial music for it.
Well, listen here. I'm going to read you a little something that Neil wrote, okay?
Okay.
He said that, all right. Inspiration came from several people. Leba, my children Mark and Dara, my parents Elidor and Mac, my in-laws Esther and Irving, and my sister Ronnie. All right, have you ever heard about Neil's sister Ronnie?
Ronnie Spector.
No. Ronnie Sedaka.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's Neil's sister. And anyway, she was playing with one of them viewfinders, right? And she took some Crayolas, and she cut a hole through so she could, and she looked through it, and Neil Sedaka, right, he was showering. And so she saw Neil, and they commenced. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got me here?
That's evil, man.
Huh?
That's evil.
That's not evil.
It's beautiful.
That's not evil. That's not beautiful.
You know, I can read you something that Neil Sedaka wrote.
Okay, read me something.
I love my little calendar girl every day of the year.
Yeah.
January, you look so fine. February, my little Valentine. That was Neil Sedaka, wasn't it?
Well, no.
Who was that?
That was that guy that does that CNN.
Who?
Ted Turner.
What was that Neil Sedaka song that Elton John wrote for him that was his big come? Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
You remember that song, Bad Blood, Neil Sedaka and Elton John?
Yes, sir.
It was like, bad blood. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir. I gave my wife that very tattoo.
You gave her a Bad Blood tattoo?
Sure did.
It was better than a Bad Blood transfusion.
Oh, it's nice. It's right on her arm, and it says Bad Blood, and there's a broken projector slide with some blood running off it.
Those viewfinder things were the talk of the town for quite a while.
What's that?
Those viewfinder things were really the talk of the town for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I had one with the Huckleberry Hound. He went to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good. Who is this?
This is Chris of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So Chris, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Where are you from, Chris?
I am from Covington.
Really? Do you know Jim?
Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy K.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, yeah, Jim.
Jim. Well, I'm wearing one of them slinky tank tops, and I was thinking about going down to old jeans and doing some dancing.
Well, call us next week and tell us what happens.
Okay.
Later, Gene.
Bye.
Chris, turn me off, dead man.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and that was weird, man. Richard Petty has retired. Maybe that should happen tonight. Richard Petty should have won a race. I don't know. That's maybe too arcane. No one knows it. Richard Petty hasn't won a race since 64.
What did he used to drive anyway?
He used to drive a Dodge, I think. And now he doesn't anymore.